Bangor's thought for the day. A Hindu man illustrated dharma, or honesty, by this illustration. A boy stole an apple and gave it to his brother. When quizzed about the missing apple, "Did you steal the apple?" the boy said, "No." He had taken the stolen apple, but he had not stolen it. When the first boy was asked, "Did you take the apple?" he replied, "No." He had stolen it, but he did not receive it, and he hadn't kept it. Both were legalistically correct, but both were fundamentally dishonest to the real truth that they had both been a party to a theft. This was all in the context of the current row over MPs' expenses. There is the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. Many MPs have been greedy in their expense claims, even although they have kept within the rules. Now the rules are to be changed, and those perceived to have been greedy are having to repay large sums of money and are likely to be voted out in next year's elections. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said in God's law, do not kill, do not steal, do not covet, and so on. But I say to you, do not even think about it." There are legalistic crimes, but there are also thought crimes, crimes against the spirit of the laws. Morality is much higher than legality.